so of Rias Home Performance and Air Conditioning, our home energy audit and air conditioning expert from Maricopa County, here answering your questions. Jennifer, did we get Manny taken care of down in Tucson?
We sure did. He was very thankful.
Okay.
Very excited to get that done.
The guy's intelligent design. I can get out there and get him taken care of.
That's right.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, honey. Thanks for taking care of it. Thanks for paying for that.
Now, you've talked about a few things.
I want to talk
about new technologies.
I want to talk about room-by-room selection, which is something we've never been able to do before. Can you imagine?
Are all these available on the market right now?
Some are. Yes, absolutely. And we're going to talk a lot more about that.
Okay.
We really need this show to go about another hour. Could you call the car guys and tell them to just wait
take
1 hour?
Off.
Yeah, take the day off. We now have the technology available to us where we could set a thermostat in every single room of the house. If I want to sleep under covers in Phoenix, Arizona, in August, I can do that. And
correct.
Then get up and not necessarily want my bathroom that cold when I'm in the bathroom brushing my teeth and shaving.
Sure.
Or when I cross over to the other side of the house to fix my coffee and oatmeal and grits and cornmeal biscuits.
Correct. I mean, you know, we've had zone systems for a while, right? But there's always been a lot of complaints about them. And to keep it simple, the reason why there's a lot of complaints about it is because when you have an on-off system where it's either 100% or zero, the problem is if you're just trying to cool one area that doesn't need 100%, it only needs 15, 20%,
right.
10% of the air conditioning capacity of the system, and you're turning on 100%, you create all kinds of secondary problems, whether it be noise, whether it be you got to deliver the excess air somewhere. When we introduce variable speed air conditioning, where you can deliver anywhere from 0 to 100% with 750 different stages of cooling. It allows you to just take portions of the house and segment them into zones and accurately deliver that much cooling to that much space. And we haven't had that before. And this technology has been around for it's been around for years, but we've seen it really mainstream in central air conditionings in the last few years. I think the first time I saw a inverter variable speed compressor was a few years ago in the train testing lab. They tested it for a few years before they went to market. They went to market last year with it. We installed a lot of them this summer. Obviously they're more expensive than a basic system, but they are mainstream on the market today.
That is one thing that is available today. Romy, why don't we get to the callers? There have been some people have been holding on very patiently. Let's go to Mark in Phoenix. We'll get through a bunch of air conditioning calls here real quick. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Rosie on the House. I've got Todd Russo of Rias Home Performance and Air Conditioning here to help answer any question you might have. What is it?
Yes, my question was, I had my AC start to go out, and I had someone come out and look at it. It's about 20 years old, and the technician said that it's drawing 20 amps, which I don't know what that, or 24 amps. And he said to replace it, he wanted to replace it with a new unit outside utilizing the old Freon. And I wasn't sure if that was really a good idea, whether to go with a brand new unit that's utilizing the old Freon for the outside.
What do we got,
yeah.
Todd? Is he got a split system, yeah, and the guy's recommending just replace the outside evaporator?
Yeah, the outdoor compressor,
yeah.
Or the outdoor condensing unit. They switched, the EPA started phasing out R22 refrigerant. And
right.
So it sounds like you have an R22 refrigerant system. And every year, R22 gets more and more expensive. Here's my concern and why I tell people, don't throw good money at bad. If you just replace the outdoor unit, you're still going to have problems with the indoor unit down the road. It's a 20-year-old mechanical piece of equipment. Things are going to fail on it. And it doesn't, why would you spend that much money to replace one component? If you replace the entire system, not only are you going to get the benefits of the efficiency, but you're also going to get, at a minimum, a 10-year warranty. So if I'm looking at the opportunity to spend a few thousand dollars for an outdoor condensing unit, I'd probably spend a little bit more and get the whole system, get a match system, get a 10-year warranty with it, get the efficiency of today's equipment, and get the peace of mind that the system's going to run correctly.
One of the ways a lot of air conditioning, unscrupulous air conditioning contractors are bilking homeowners is they're not properly sizing units. They're overselling them, oversized equipment. And then they're putting a bunch of bogus extended warranties. Aren't almost every single manufacturer warranting the equipment for 5 or 10 years right now?
The standard warranty for just about every piece of equipment that I know is 5 years. But if you register the warranty, typically it jumps to 10 years.
To 10 years.
And the problem is nobody ever registers the warranties.
Yeah.
Like we have a whole system where we register the warranties for our clients and then we store that data on our computer system. But most people don't think to register the warranties. So if you do get a new system, make sure you turn in that paperwork.
And Mark, I'll tell you and I'll tell every other homeowner that's listening right now with equipment that's 20-year-old. 20-year-old equipment, Todd is going to be operating at what, 8 SEER?
Not even. It was born at 8 SEER, 8 to 10 SEER.
That's true.
And it's operating now at probably, you know, it loses a SEER point every 5 or 10 years.
Okay, so it's operating at below 5 SEER.
I would say probably around that.
SEER is like the MPG rating on a car. Right. How efficient is your unit for every unit of power we provide to it? How far can it take you down the road to where you want to get inside your home? You're going to get now, Mark, a new unit's going to be something in the neighborhood of 13, 14, 15 SEER. He could pay for more, but it's going to be at least a 13 SEER, right?
Yeah. I mean, 13 SEER is the minimum.
Yeah.
You know, we try to encourage people to spend a little bit more to get to that 14, 15 SEER because there's not a big price difference to go from 13 to 14 or 15.
And I'll tell you, Mark, from personal experience, I had to replace both the air conditioners on my house back in that hailstorm that hit us back in 11. And I had exactly what you had. I had 20-year-old Lennox units. I went with new units. My air conditioning bill went down 25%. Not my power bill, but what it cost me to cool the house went down 25% just because of the newer equipment. And don't let someone give you a price for new equipment without doing a full analysis of your ductwork. Huh? How many units are you looking at, Todd, that have insufficient return air? 90% of them?
Yeah, 90% of them.
90% of them have insufficient return air.
Well, I mean, there was a study done by National Comfort Institute that the average new installation only delivers 57% of cooling, and that's almost entirely driven by duct design issues.
Oh,
so you lose 43% of the cooling.
And that's another innovation that we're coming up with. We're going to get rid of ductwork.
Correct.
We're going to go completely ductless with some of these zonal systems that I want to continue talking about. But we got a whole bunch of people have been waiting to get online. Let's see if we can visit with a few more folks. Let's go to Don in Sun City.
I'm sorry. I had already brought Stephanie into the conversation.
Oh, okay.
Her AC sounds like a freight train.
You would not believe it. It has done that since the day I moved in. I've had 3 AC people come look at it, and they just told me there's nothing wrong with it. It's just the way it sounds.
Which piece of equipment, Stephanie, is making the noise? Is it the inside, the outside unit?
It's the outside unit. It's a Lennox. The house was built in 02, so it's probably the builder grade that they originally put on. I bought the house in 04. But it also doesn't cool well. I have, like, one room is blazing hot all the time, and then the other rooms are some medium, a good temperature, and others cold.
With respect to the comfort issues inside the house, assuming that the air conditioning system is operating correctly, which it sounds like there's a problem that it's not operating correctly, many times comfort issues can be related to how much cooling needs to be delivered to each specific area or room of the house or zone of the house. If airflow isn't correct per, you know, a computer model design, which the building itself dictates how much cooling needs to be there. So a room construction, how much window space you have, what orientation it is, that's going to dictate how much air you need specific to the room. So if it's a comfort issue, most likely it's an airflow or air distribution issue. From a noise standpoint, it could be a lot of things. It could be a refrigerant issue. It could be, I actually had on my personal house, I had a fan that was slightly tweaked out of the manufacturer. The manufacturer, in shipping, it got bent a little, and mine made a bunch of noise, and it turns out that the fan was bent, and so it was wobbling. It could be unlevel.
If it's in a tight neighborhood, you could have the unit right next to a block wall, right next to your neighbor's house in this echo chamber. And if your bedroom's right on that side, it's going to sound a lot louder than it really is.
Look,
if 3 different people told her it's normal sound, I mean, if one guy said that and 2 different, but 3 people said that's normal, it could just be an echo chamber where that thing's set on the outside.
Look, Stephanie, in your case, where you're fighting comfort issues, you're not sure you're getting the proper advice on the air conditioning equipment, you are a perfect candidate for Rias's Home Performance Whole House Energy Audit. right?
Yeah, Stephanie, call our office on Monday and tell them that you spoke to us on the air and you spoke to me, and we'll do your audit for free.
How about that? 969-7500. You're going to find out the same thing I found out a few minutes ago. Todd, I gave Manny a free air conditioning call in Tucson. Mm-hmm. The air conditioning company just called me and said there's 14 Mannies.
we do have voice recognition technology.
Calling our office. How many free service calls did you give? So on Monday morning, you may have like 17 Stephanies lined up waiting for a return phone.
Maybe we'll get Stephanie's last name off air.
There you go. Now let's bring Don into the conversation.
All right. Don, welcome. Thanks for calling Rosie on the house.
Or do we? Did he fall asleep waiting?
Hello, Don.
You looking for David or Don?
Oh, I guess it's David. Go ahead.
It's a David. Hey, hi, Rosie, Todd. Hey, I've been listening. I think you answered part of my question. The variable speed modulator sounds like it just came out in the last year and a half or two, at least on the market. And because that wasn't addressed until the last couple of calls, but I want to ask, in a real world, practical world, when does it pay back? A lot of these green energy things that I'm for, they don't pay back. It takes 25 years to pay back. Where are we at economically, Todd, on getting one of those installed, unless you just like the concept? When does it really pay back? Does it take 20 years?
That's a very good question. You know, just like any new technology, obviously, if you're a first mover and you know, it's probably the payback periods are going to get longer and longer. This technology has been around actually for a long time. Japanese have been doing it since probably the 60s, I believe. But we are seeing it more mainstream in centralized air conditionings. We used to just see it in smaller mini-split type applications. From a standpoint of the payback,
That's really a case-by-case analysis.
What are we comparing it to? Are we comparing it to the incremental cost difference of a 13 SEER versus a 20 SEER? And so we're looking at that 7 SEER points, and you know they are a few thousand dollars more for a central system. But there's a lot more benefits than just saving money. I mean, the comfort you get in these systems, you would not believe it. I was in a house the other day.
The indoor air quality, the cleanliness,
everything about it.
And we'll cover
they're
a
so
lot
quiet.
More. And quiet. What's that worth? Man, to me, that's worth a lot. We're going to be right back. We're going to have to take a short break.
Worth a lot to Stephanie,
come
too.
Back. Yeah, be a lot worth a lot to Stephanie. We'll be right back, y'all. Hang on.